Lily, and today I'd like to share a non-binary narrative of my own experiences. I've been debating how and when to post something like this for quite a while, and with the different types of incendiary rhetoric floating around these days, now seems as good a time as ever to state my piece calmly, collectively, and hopefully with some degree of eloquence. The pursuit of understanding and tolerance is never more important than when those traits are highly conspicuous by their absence. And I'm writing this to assure anyone who comes across this blog that you've found a safe haven in me. My own non-binary identity is as a demi-romantic, pansexual, monogamous femdom and sadist. I will more frequently identify as bi to someone who asks, if I feel inclined to give a response, simply because it's simpler, less invasive, and easier for others to understand than explaining dominance and sadism is my primary sexuality. I don't feel the desire for sex with someone unless and until I'm in love with them. I am exclusive to that individual, and I am capable of being attracted to a person regardless of their gender, sexual genitalia, biological sex, outward appearance, or sexuality. It took me years to come to terms with the truth of my identity. I grew up in a highly conservative part of the Bible Belt, and when I was much younger, before I learned that dominant did not equal male, I was convinced that I'd been born with the wrong parts. I wanted to be the prince rescuing the damsel in distress. I wanted to be the hero, the athlete, the pilot. I was the leader and the protector. Whether it was scouts, school projects, or just getting into mischief. I stood up to bullies even if I wasn't the one being picked on. I didn't want to play with dolls. I built things, set a few things on fire, and dreamed about exploring the stars as captain of my own deep space crew. I loved going fishing, hiking, camping, exploring, and I hated tea parties. I grew up gender-policed and swamped by gender norms that all said boys could do the things that I loved and wanted, while girls shouldn't and couldn't. It wasn't until I broadened my horizons and had greater life experiences that I realized what I loved and wanted had nothing to do with gender, and everything to do with who I was as a person. Perhaps as a reflection of that, who I'm attracted to has nothing to do with gender, and everything to do with who that individual is as a person. I am dominant. I am a sadist. I am a tomboy who also adores getting girly. I am female, and it's been just shy of a decade since I felt like I was born with the wrong parts. I'm at peace with who I am. And I would love to help you on your own journey towards the truest version of yourself, whatever form that takes. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 or visit my blog at eroticfilmmistress.com.